Joe Dearborn in the studio lounge. How are you, Joe?
Very good, Mike. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well.
Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. And we have a newcomer in the midst here.
Yes,
Mr. Chris Perry. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So, I mean, just before we get into what you guys are doing, Chris, what's your role at Cravings for Kids these days?
So I am a managing director for the corporate partnerships team. So I manage a team with folks like Joe and stuff like that. And always wanted to work on the Credit Unions for Kids partnership. It's such a kind of an amazing partnership with how decentralized the credit unions are. They can be obviously competitors in some areas, but they come together for one cause. And they raised over $12 million last year, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Which is absolutely amazing. It just shows you just how generous the group of people are.
Indeed, credit unions continue to step up year after year after year, but it takes a little bit of effort from you guys to kind of push that message out there. And so let's talk about CUNA's Give Back Project, Joe.
Let's do that.
All right.
Let's do that.
Segue right into that.
We want to thank CUNA for the Give Back Project that they hosted at ACUC. Had, I guess, a couple of hundred folks that contributed to the project.
What?
So what we did is we assembled kits for families that are forced to go to the emergency room at the hospital with nothing but often the clothes on their back, and they don't need. This is one less thing they have to worry about. So they've got combs, they've got deodorant, they've got shampoo, everything they need that you and I kind of take for granted.
Right.
It's always there,
right.
But when you've got a child in the emergency room, I mean, it's. You know, your thoughts are about the child, not about
Your priorities shift a big time.
Yeah. And it eliminates one less thing they have to worry about. They can focus on their getting their child well. So we put together 200 kits that will go to St. Rose Dominican Children's here in Las Vegas. So we have some very grateful parents that appreciate that support.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool stuff. Hey, and there's going to be a celebrity in the midst here tomorrow.
That's what I understand.
Marie Osmond's going to be here. Chris, you get to meet her? Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. So Marie is a co-founder,
along
with John Schneider and Mick Shannon and Joe Lake. CMN Hospitals, 35 years.
35 years.
35 years.
Next year,
raised close to $5 billion, I think.
Oh, is that all? Oh, that's gosh. You know what? Come on, get to work, all right?
We're slacking.
Like, my gosh.
But Maria, as a co-founder, has always been grateful for the wonderful work of credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, credit unions have been around 20 years supporting the program, and that's $160 million. Mm-hmm. So Maria's here to say thank you for a wonderful job and to... kind of contribute to what credit unions are trying to do this week. Talk about engage, resilience, those type of things that are the theme of the concert. So she's going to touch on that, and we're grateful that she can take time out from her show. She's got a show here with Donnie and Marie at Flamingo, right?
Yeah. Right across the way.
I think 9 years they've been doing it. So Marie's taking some time out and coming and join us.
Good for her.
For a little presentation.
Right on. What are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Oh, Marie's wonderful, yeah. The struggle's going to be to keep her on script.
I hope she's not going to watch this.
She's great.
Yeah. Marie, you're awesome.
Founding our organization.
Yeah, we have a job.
We have a job now. Thank you, Marie, for my job.
We love you, Marie.
No, Marie is great, and she's always had a special place in her heart for credit unions and the wonderful job they've done, so we're... very happy that she's going to be here.
Yeah, I think everybody here will be happy as well. All right, Co-op Miracle Map. Co-op is like two doors down from us. So what's the latest? Chris, you want to start out with that one?
Yeah, so Co-op, what they do is they donate $1 million to us every year to match what credit unions raise. So any approved fundraising campaign that they do, they will match up to $10,000. I think this is now going to be their 10th year that they completed this, Joe. Is that right?
Their
10th year, so that's $10 million they've raised. But the program has been so powerful for the credit unions and for co-op. They've normally signed on for 1 year, and they've done a two-year agreement. So we're going to be doing it through 2018 with that. And we were kind of thinking through how that has impacted the fundraising and some of the credit unions that have maybe come on board to fundraise without the match. And we think that $9 million probably created about $20 million in incremental revenue from the credit unions. Yeah, so we're really, really grateful for what they do.
What does that say about co-op really kind of... contributing like that? I mean, it really, sends the credibility, the validity, all those words through the roof for a credit.
It does. I mean, obviously co-op is a leader in the industry, and I think people appreciate what they've done, and I think have taken it upon themselves to kind of replicate, not at $1 million a year, but they've gotten involved in some fashion to support Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Credit Unions for Kids, as you know, is the charity of choice of the credit union movement, and Co-op certainly has helped elevate. I like to call it a game changer. The Miracle Match has been a game changer, and it's taken us to a new level of fundraising. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't be more grateful for it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool deal. Yeah. All right, the next item on the docket. I felt like I'm on the Price is Right or something. Miracle Jeans Day, which is always a favorite throughout the year for credit unions. So, Chris, you want to start out with this one as well?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is where employees can pay to dress down, so say $5, or make some donation and wear jeans or wear casual clothes while they're at their branch. And it starts on August 1st, and it runs through September 13th. And then September 13th is kind of a celebration of the entire event. So we'll have a lot of social media around it. We'll ask people to show their pictures, do things like that. We'll post out a bunch of stuff, send out some press releases and things like that. So it's just a really nice kind of celebration of the entire campaign. Credit unions can do them all year round, but we like to kind of put it in that window and then have that nice celebration right at the end. Yeah.
And so what are the goals here for Miracle Jeans Day? Obviously, have a little bit of fun.
I'm proud to say credit unions are the number one fundraising organization when it comes to Miracle Jeans Day.
Oh, they are.
Have been for a number of years. We're also, starting August 1st, we're offering customized icons, Miracle Jeans Day icons that credit unions can order and engage their members in fundraising as well. So the member pay $1 and they can put their name on the the icon and display it in the branch. Yeah. So that helps get the members involved. And we're hoping to raise, it's realistic to say we've raised about $400,000, which is a pretty important number to reach, because that's kind of helping us build towards our final goal. So we're forecasting $400,000, maybe go a little bit north of that.
Okay. And all this money, we talked about, what did you guys see Guy Kawasaki's keynote yesterday?
No, we missed it.
Really? Well, anyway, but he said in there, it's like, hey, don't talk just about the money. The money is important, obviously, but what does the money do? So can you guys address that real quickly? What does the money do here? We're talking a lot of dollars and cents here, what co-op does and what you guys are doing throughout the year. What does this money really do for the kids, for these hospitals out there?
Well, the money raised all stays local. Mm-hmm. So if I know Mike, you're from San Diego, so if you make a contribution at a credit union, it all goes to Rady Children's.
Yes, indeed.
It supports any number of programs, research, new equipment. There's the credit unions in Phoenix, where I'm from. They all get together, and their money goes to two places. It goes to fund the One Darn Cool School, which is a fully functioning school inside the walls of the hospital.
Oh,
pays
yes,
for teachers,
yeah,
teachers,
yeah.
computers. So it's everything you would find at a school.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a specialist that helps with the reentry of that child back into the regular school system. Mm-hmm. Because often, these kids may have had treatment for cancer and have no hair.
Right.
And it's like, it could be a shock. The other kids, like, what's wrong with Bobby or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So these teachers go in and they prepare these other, their classmates. Okay, Bobby had cancer and here's kind of the outcome. He's not going to have hair, but everything's okay. He's healthy.
Right.
So it's kind of seamless, the reentry into it. So, I mean, they pay
for that.
They pay for that. And then they also fund Camp Rainbow, which is a camp for cancer kids up in the northern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one example of what credit unions... It's quite a legacy that credit unions have created through their fundraising. And Chris, you probably have some other ideas on what those funds go for as well.
Yeah. Divulge, sir.
And a lot of it goes to also uncompensated care. So our hospitals, they don't turn away families at all. So if they don't have insurance or they don't have anything like that, they still take them in, treat them, give them all the treatment that they need. And the funds that credit unions raises helps pay for that stuff. And so, especially with kind of a lot of the dynamics with healthcare right now, it's so important for these hospitals to have these funds. And we're donating about almost close to $400 million to these hospitals every year, and they probably need about four times that much just to do everything that they need to do as far as their research and everything. So these funds are just vital for these hospitals.
And I know we are, being the dad of 6-year-old twin girls and 5 kids overall, we have frequent flyer mileage at Rady's Children's Hospital. So every time we go there, I think about you guys and the work that you guys do, and obviously the support that the credit unions provide. It really makes me feel good whenever I go in there. Hey, you know what? This place is really well taken care of, and they're going to take care of anybody's kids for that matter. So it's really cool.
Friend, for credit unions to have done this for 20 years, I mean, their commitment always has been first and foremost, what's in the best interest of the kids and the hospitals? And anything else that comes with that is just a bonus for the credit unions. But their commitment and their focus on the kids is really commendable.
Yep.
And we appreciate it, and it's been a wonderful partnership.
That's going to go on and on on.
Yes, much, much longer.
Indeed.
Beyond
all right,
me.
Guys.
Beyond all
me. Right. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for all the work that you guys do, and keep up the good work, and we'll see you at the next one, all
yes,
right?
Thank you,
Joe,
Mike.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Chris, well done, lad. Good job.